ready.
Woo. The whistle's got woo.
The cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King podcast, hosted by James Coe.
Deep sleeper. I'm going deep on this one. Deshaun Watson against the Giants. Listen, just like I've been telling you to pick on the Rams, you got to pick on the Washington Commanders. We know this, but you got to pick on the Giants as well. The Giants, they stink defensively, man. The Giants are dead last in completion percentage allowed at 79.3%. They have given up a 79.3% completion rate to opposing quarterbacks. That is nuts. That is nuts. They rank in the bottom five in yards per attempt as well, meaning they've been giving up some big plays as well. No one loves Watson for a wide litany of reasons. But I did think that he looked more comfortable in week two. Now, remember, he has not played football in a minute now. All right, let's see if he can build on that for week number three. Deontay Foreman against the Giants. First of all, let me get this out of the way. We like Jerome Ford as a sleeper, 100%, no doubt. Again, we're picking on the Giants, boys. We're picking on the Giants, okay? We like Jerome Ford as a sleeper, but man, Deontay Foreman as a deep sleeper is really, really interesting as well. The Giants have one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. Listen, they had one of the worst run defenses in 2023. They're bad again in 2024, despite adding some pieces all over their defensive spots, man. They're not organized defensively. I think they have the talent level. I feel like I'm on a Giants podcast, but I think they've got a talent level, but they're just not organized. If you watch these guys play, they're very disorganized and disjointed on the defensive side. Anyways, okay. So again, the Giants defense, they have allowed the fifth most rushing yards to the position, and the 5.8 yards per carry average allowed is the third worst. In fact, they are dead last in yards after contact, which should bode very well for the very burly Deontay Foreman. So I like Deontay Foreman. And of course, everyone likes Jerome Ford as well, but I like Deontay Foreman as a deep sleeper here against the Giants in week number three.